Present.
Vice Chair Porter.
Here.
Representatives Albritton, Anton, Cumby.
Here.
Dental.
Here.
Eagle.
Here.
Hudson.
You betcha.
Hudson.
Here.
Reed.
Here.
Rogers.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
And Watson.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Let the record reflect the quorum is present. I ask everyone in the audience to please turn off your cell phones. We have three bills on our agenda. We'll start off with House Bill 567 by Representative Gates. Representative Gates, you're recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Committee substitute for House Bill 567 creates a sales tax holiday for hurricane preparedness that would run from June 1, 2014 to June 12, 2014. It would cover items such as radios, generators, first aid kits, flashlights, non-electronic food storage, and the like. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Any questions for Representative Gates? We have one person in the audience who wishes to speak, Melissa Joyner-Ramba, Florida Retail Federation. Great, thank you. Anyone else in the audience wishing to speak? A question. Representative Hudson, you recognize your question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Gates, I'm curious, the timing of this being after the Atlantic hurricane season already started, is that a function of just when we're in session and the timing of that?
Representative Gates, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No, I think that the timing is more or less the fact that that's when you're going to generate the most interest by consumers, where they're actually focused on what the potential risk would be during hurricane season. It's been a result of the feedback we've gotten from retailers based on a normal cycle when people normally buy these products.
Any other questions? Anyone else in the audience wishing to speak? Seeing none, members, we're now in debate. Any members wishing to debate Representative Gates' bill? Seeing none, Representative Gates, recognized to close. Chandra, please call the roll.
Chair Trujillo?
Yes.
Vice Chair Porter?
Yes.
Representatives Albritton, Anton, Cumby?
Yes.
Dental?
Yes.
Eagle?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Reed?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
And Watson?
Yes.
It passes.
Representative Gates, your bill is reported favorably. Congratulations. We'll now take up House Bill 1057 by Representative Broder. There is a strike call. Representative, if you could start with your strike call.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee. The strike call is a change to add more specific language with regard to admission entitlement is more carefully crafted not to affect innocent consumers, and that is the strike call, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any questions as to the strike call? Seeing none, is anyone in the audience wishing to speak as to the strike call? Any debate on the strike call? If there's no objection, the strike call will be adopted. Representative Broder, please explain your bill as amended.
Thank you, members. House Bill 1057 is necessary to modernize our statutes regarding admission to theme parks. Just as we've moved from records to 8-tracks to tapes to buying music on the cloud, so too has admission to theme parks that really represent an entitlement versus a physical ticket that you hold anymore. As such, we have seen a criminal intent crop up that is literally taking people's vacations. As you'll hear likely from Orange County law enforcement, they've identified multiple former drug dealers who now, instead of dealing drugs, are engaged in park ticket reselling because the penalties are so low, the risk of physical harm is very low, and the penalties are almost non-existent for them. Ultimately, the consumers are harmed by these unscrupulous ticket operators, and they're defrauding people into purchasing invalid park tickets. And so for that, I ask for your support on this good consumer protection bill. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Any questions as to the bill? Representative Hudson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I like the bill. I'm good with the bill. I just had a question, and as I was reviewing it, I don't know if this is even an issue, but I was just curious. You, in subsection C, you define what a theme park complex is. And I understand that for our big theme parks, the Disney's, Busch Gardens, you know, whatever of the world, that makes very good sense. Is there an issue related to our annual state fair or to our, you know, our local county fairs, things like that, that there should be some dialogue about that?
Senator Broder, recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There could be. Really, that's in there because these are the folks that are likely to be engaged in some of the more advanced technological things. Places like the county fair, while they would like might like to avail themselves to it, we didn't want to make this so broad that all of a sudden this was something that we were drawing people in that maybe shouldn't have been. If they would like to and they'd like to come see me, I'd be happy to talk about that kind of thing. But for this was really kind of targeted towards those that are already engaged in this kind of technology.
Any other questions, Representative Roeder? Seeing none, we'll now move on to public testimony. We have the Captain Alberto Albert Rodriguez with the Orange County Police Department, or City of Orlando, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman, thank you, members of the committee. It is the Orange County Sheriff's Office. I'm Albert Rodriguez with the Orange County Sheriff's Office. I am a captain down there. I have about 35 years of law and enforcement experience. Out of that 35 years, about 10 years on and off has been spent in the tourist environment. And I want to share that with you as an exemplification of having worked in the tourist environment. We kind of get in touch with some of the problems that occur. And when it came to ticket fraud, the way we became aware of these kinds of cases was as a result of tourists that would be visiting who would stop by these ticket booths. They would buy counterfeit. They would buy fraudulent ticket media, and then they go to the theme parks, and they're not allowed entry because, of course, the ticket is identified as a fraudulent ticket. So in some of the cases, you envision a family of four coming down from Iowa, mom, dad, the two kids. They get to the entrance of the theme park. They can't get in with the discounted tickets that they bought at one of these ticket booths, and, you know, you've got two kids, like we, you know, all probably been there at the theme park. You can't go back to the ticket booth to try to get your money back. The only thing you're left with is going over and paying again a second time for four additional tickets to get into that theme park. So that's kind of the crimes that we saw that were occurring. As we started to review and get more involved in these investigations, as Representative Broder stated, we came to discover that there was a lot more to the criminals who were participating. This is just an example of an organizational chart of an ongoing investigation we're conducting right now. This is a group of individuals who, this is solely what they do, is they make a living engaging themselves in illegal ticket media. In addition to that, some of the defendants that we have interviewed, some of the people that are still currently under investigation, one individual in particular did 16 years, after multiple arrests, obviously, he did 16 years in the federal system for drug trafficking. When he got out of federal prison, he went into illegal ticket sales because he finds, as Representative Roeder alluded to, he found that the profit margin in ticket sales is actually higher than it is in narcotics, that if you get caught, you only face misdemeanor charges. And equally as important, people don't shoot at you if you're their competition in ticket cases the way they do in dope cases. So another investigation revealed a defendant who specifically, in dealing with our some of our undercover officers who were trying to buy dope, that's how this defendant became aware to, became known to us. They were trying to buy dope, and the individual would not sell him cocaine during the daylight hours, because during the daylight hours is when he's selling his tickets at his ticket booth, and he makes more money on that. So if you wanted to buy cocaine from this individual, you would have to come back and buy it from him at night. As we've continued with these investigations, and I'll just share perhaps one more photograph with you. This is taken in a recent search warrant. This firearm was taken in a recent search warrant, and what you see there is the handgun is bolted underneath the counter so that the person running the counter to fire that weapon or to grab that weapon would just have to reach underneath the counter. It could actually be fired while it's still in that position. So when we deal with these individuals, these are the kinds of folks that we're going up against. Certainly the passage of this legislation would assist us not only in deterring subsequent offenses as being felonies, but also would assist us in getting them adjudicated as felons. And we certainly stand in support of the bill for stronger offenses.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else in the audience? I have a question. Yes, Representative Eagle, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman. Captain, I like the bill. Obviously, I see it's more geared towards an organized crime situation. My concern might be, say, Mom and Papa Joe, who are down here on vacation, and they get called away, family emergency, and they meet some family at the IHOP and sell their tickets. I know ignorance is not innocence, but do you see that ever? Would they be shown lenience from one of your deputies? Just if you could speak on that, I'd appreciate it.
Captain, recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Certainly for the officers who work for me, that the cases that we investigate, our focus is on the individuals who are committing repeat offenses and they're selling them. There's another part of the legislation here that talks about 10 tickets or more. That's who we're looking for. You know, we're really not concerned with mom and pop selling to another mom and pop. For one thing, that doesn't really come to our attention. And the chart that I showed you, for instance, we would really not have the time or the resources to get involved in something like that.
Great. Thank you, Captain. We have Adam Babington from Disney, proponent of the bill.
Disney Blazing.
Great, thank you. And we have Gene McGee, SeaWorld Parks.
SeaWorld
Blazing Support. Thank you, Mr. McGee. We have the Bill Lumfer, Florida Attractions Association. Thank you, sir. Candace Barnes, Universal Orlando. Thank you. Anyone else in the audience wishing to speak? Members, we're now in debate. Anyone wishing to debate the bill? Seeing none, Representative Broder, you recognize to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And just to address that, the strike call does address for criminal intent, and so a family like that would have no criminal intent, so that would be fine. And I'll waive the rest of my close. Thank you, and I hope you all vote for the bill. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chandra. Thank you, Representative Broder. Chandra, please call the roll.
Chair Trujillo?
Yes.
Vice Chair Porter?
Yes.
Representative Zalbritton? Anton?
Yes.
Cumby?
Yes.
Dental?
Yes.
Eagle?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Reed?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
And Watson?
Yes.
Your bill is reported favorably. Congratulations. We'll now take up House Bill 7047 by Representative Rollerson. Representative Rollerson, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Is this on? Okay. No?
How about now? There we go. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. This bill is a simple bill. It repeals the public record and public meeting exemptions for Scripps Florida Funding Corporation. According to the corporation, it operates in the sunshine and does not receive such confidential and exempt information, and therefore is unnecessary. And that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Any questions, Representative Rollerson? Yes, Representative Porter, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. I'm just wondering, Representative, if you could repeat the explanation of your bill in prose.
Well, if I may say, my dearest legislator, not today.
Anyone else? Seeing none, we'll now move on to public testimony. Anyone for the audience wishing to speak? Seeing none, members, we're in debate. Anybody wishing to debate the bill? Seeing none, Representative Rollerson, you're recognized to close.
Well, Mr. Chair, you've heard enough prose, so now I'll simply waive my close.
Thank you. Chandra, please call the roll.
Chair Trujillo?
Yes.
Vice Chair Porter?
Yes.
Representative Zalbritton? Anton?
Yes.
Cumby?
Yes.
Dental?
Yes.
Eagle?
Yes.
Hudson? Hudson?
Yes.
Reed?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
And Watson?
Yes.
It passes.
Congratulations, Representative. Your bill's reported favorably. Members, is there any other business before the committee? Seeing none, Representative Cumby moves we rise.